that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Welcome to Love Lighthouse Podcast. This broadcast is for Friday the 16th of September. Alright, so I'll see what I'm drawn to in terms of what we're going to be discussing. Let's have a look. Yeah, so Friday the 16th of December. Now I am recording this part on Thursday the 8th of September. Okay, so a few things that are coming up today. So one of them being this. I've had to deal with a couple of things more, kind of like local things that are happening, sort of get some things sorted really quickly. One of them in particular is the Treasonous Act, of utilising even the name in and of itself, as well as any kind of companies, to do with this. And it is very, very unfortunate that we found an infiltrator somewhere. I will not be saying too clearly as to where. But there's been a certain company that has been employed or utilised, called in by someone, and I believe it's a person lacking in capability, and has projected this on through their own jealousy, in a way, stating that there needs to be something of a someone in the way of that. And so this is what generally happens if there's a treasonous act, because that person's doing something that is wrong, they know that it is wrong, and they don't like to be told, or they don't want to stop doing what it is they're doing that is wrong. They think they can keep sinning on purpose to themselves and other people, putting them in harm, and oppose the sovereign or the sovereign's will. So they will make alignments with others who are also in a really bad, treasonous way. And there is a particular company that aligns with that in terms of what it's called. And so we found out that someone had got them involved with something local. Now you're thinking, what is it, Vicky? What exactly is this? I don't want to give you all the actual formal details of even the name of the company and that kind of thing. I have shared this somewhat privately, somewhat not, because obviously it's shared to a certain level, certain parts of council, but that's as far as I'm going to go with that today. Now, it does link in with this, and I will read what it says from 2 Peter 2. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and they utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings, while they feast with you. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. But ultimately, the main part is that that is what will happen to them. They will perish in their own corruption. Okay. So, there we go. That's that. Now, I'm going to move on today, and we're going to go to this next part of the broadcast. Now, you may hear this beforehand. You may hear this before the 16th of September 2022. In that case, please do come back for then, because there may be something added by Friday the 16th of September 2022. I think okay. Oh, there we go. And it's come up again. Ecclesiastes. But it's 5 and it hasn't gone on to it. So it's actually, he that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This is also vanity. Yes, perhaps a particular type of abundance, like I've noticed, and I think we have to put this into context. We're talking here about someone that has no sense of a foundation, of a solid foundation of anything to go on in terms of that anchor with God. Now, thanks be to God, I have that. And there are other people that will have that. But think of all the people that just do not have a direction in life other than to increase what they have in terms of material wealth for material gain alone. They have nothing really healthy or satisfactory or satisfying about their life, because it's all vanity and meaningless. It's just things. There's no deep meaning to it. It is vanity at its highest. But someone who has God, okay, so looking be so yeah, that's like a fool. I'm drawn to the word fool in terms of those that don't have God. But those that do have God, looking beyond this piece of scripture into the New Testament with Christ, those that have God have that sense of stability in terms of when they increase in a way, in whichever way it is, that type of increase can be utilized in a way that has a solid foundation based upon doing good through the love of God through Christ, which then renders it not vain, it's something that is righteous, that is good for the world, for the souls of everybody, for the greater good of humanity. But it has to come from that basis. Because, for example, let's just say, last night I was out and I happened to have, I was very fortunate, I happened to have an investment that I made in something that is a type of a drink, and it's a produce of Scotland. It was the only Scottish piece of produce within this type, which was a type of beer. I am not a beer drinker, but for whatever reason, I felt like this was a good thing to try to sort of invest in terms of like, okay, what would I think of this? And so I had these two bottles of beer with me at one point. Now, I mean, they're, you know, pretty much still here. I didn't really have very much of them at all last night, but I did have them with me, thinking I would have one, maybe someone could have another, or, you know, whatever, I don't know. I didn't really think it through in terms of any great depth of detail, but I knew that's what I was called to in God. So something quite stable, centered, not too much, not too little, just enough of it. Now, last night, when I was out having those with me, I also noticed this really lovely situation that was going on. Well, I had to look at it that way, of course. But what was going on to the side of me after I came up from a miniature type of swim. Again, very sensible approach to it and all the rest of it. But a very miniature swim in a very tranquil sea. Coming up from there, there were these two young men making a fire, and it was lovely, it was beautiful, and I could feel some of the warmth coming over as well, which was really good. And you know, this feeling came over me like, oh, this would be a nice thing to do to impart that. But then again, that's when, you know, we have to put more thought into things, and of course it's a nice gesture, the thought of it's nice, but then the more that we think about things, because we do have that wisdom, which albeit is from the fall, it's the wisdom that we get in what is right and wrong. And the minute that you start thinking along that way, of course it overcomplicates things perhaps. I'm thinking, but is that really what this was meant for? Is this and that? And what kind of age might it be? We don't know all these types of pieces of details. So when, in any case, despite the fact that that is why we have that wisdom, we also root it back to that of God and make our decisions from there. We don't just make wild decisions that can go in any direction. We make a solid decision based from sound reasoning, which is anchored in the stability of having God. So we make good decisions for each other. But even that feeling is an investment of something that is good. It is taking the spiritual, the emotional, and the mental state into a good place. And that in and of itself is a type of abundance which is extended too. And so sometimes that's the extent of it. Other times it is actually going to be sharing more kind of physical resources when it is right. But that's the point. It's about when it is right in the Lord. And I know this is just a small example, but it's something that, again, is kind of like solid. Like, it's kind of something that you can understand. It leads into something that could be tangible. And so it makes you see where I'm coming from about the appropriate use of resources, and that being dependent on whether we have God, and then therefore that morality and that level of wisdom to carry through and do what needs to be done, or, you know, halt our I don't know, trajectory and reconsider something else. But it comes from that solid, sound place with God. Now, someone that doesn't have that, again, could just be like, oh, well, you know, I've got this. And so the abundance is like, oh, well, you know, it's here, nor it's neither here nor there to them. Okay, so like, I know, like, well, this is abundance, but it's the respect for it, you see. It's the respect for it, and then what we do with it. But someone that doesn't have that respect, if they don't have God, they're going to be all over the place in how they might deal with the abundance that they have. It may go in ways or directions that may not be appropriate, may not be right, and may not be helpful to those around them, let alone themselves. Me and another counterpart, for example, we're discussing today about that of, kind of like close to what we were talking about at the very beginning of this broadcast. And it was about people who self-harm, who are smokers, for example. And so you can think of it in this way, like, okay, here they have an increase in resources. And what do they do with that increase in resources? Sometimes some of these types of people that self-harm will go and they will get something, let's say, that they view in some way, shape or form has been something maybe that will give them some sort of joy or something. I don't know. I really don't know what it does because I don't do it, but it will give them something. But what happens is with some of these people that are not making those decisions based on God, in other words, those I was mentioning at the beginning of the broadcast, they can make self-harming decisions to get more and more of these things, like cigarettes or smoking, whatever, so using the resources to get things like that, which then harm them and also the people round about them. It is a false and vain idea, very superficial and not backed up in reality of what might be somehow, in some way, shape or form, good for them, when it's actually the antithesis. So that's an idea of what I'm trying to say about how we utilise our resources. Okay, so from this point in Ecclesiastes, what we're really like talking about in terms of vanity here, it isn't vain to have an increase in wealth or things that are good or resources. But it, because here in the here and now, from where I'm talking, we actually go far beyond that and we're in the New Testament with Christ. But those that are not really accepting Christ certainly can read this and receive this particular scripture as actually quite realistic for them. Because quite a lot of what they're going to be doing is going to be very vain and superficial if they don't have Christ, if they don't have God. They're not really having that level of substance, that level of anchoring in God to be able to know how to use the resources wisely and in such a way that is best befitting for their own health and well-being and that of others. And these people that go on promoting treasonous ideas because they are perhaps possessed demonically, perhaps some would say they're mentally ill, whatever it might be, they shouldn't be allowed to get away with promoting treasonous acts because of their own, which is coming out of a place of their own vanity, their own deceit, their own lies, and their own incapacity to do what is right for themselves and others through a place of strength in stability with God. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God.